Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on patients Enrique DeJesus, date of birth 1/21/1958, date of procedure February 21st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Anna Concha. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies, comma, and cold snare polypectomy. Sorry, delete that and write procedure performed as esophageal gastroenteroscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, or else during the patient period. The patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring, anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated one, with your gastroscopes, introduced into the esophagus, and advanced into direct vision. So the second portion is bottom, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, T-junction, the esophagus, period, of retroflexia was obtained at the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach, bulb, telescope, period. Patient then turned around in left lateral position, period, the direct exam was around, period, while they were getting a lymphocytic colonoscope, and issues in the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or fistulacecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period, of retroflexia was obtained at the rectum. Period. Bowel prep was poor with a Boston bowel prep score of 5,1-2-2. Period. The patient thought the procedure well without any complications. Indications are positive FOBT, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, GIM, comma, personal history of gastric polyps. Findings. At upper endoscopy, next line, there was an unremarkable proximal and metasophagus. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block with two tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending approximately 15 millimeters from the Z line. Comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema throughout in patches. Comma, NBI was used for evaluation and did not show any distinct abnormalities to the mucosa. Period. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum, body, and cardia separately for evaluation of previously noted GIM. Next line, there was duodenal bulb erythema and nodularity. Comma, this was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was evidence of D2 lymphangiectasia. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained. To rule out celiac disease or any underlying pathology. Next line. There was copious amount of gastric polyps, some of which appeared fundicline and some of which appeared more erythematous. Comma. Multiple polyps were removed with cold snare polypectomy and placed in antrum, comma, body, and fundus jars separately and for evaluation of histology. Period. A total of approximately 10 polyps were removed. None of these were greater than 1 centimeter. Period. All of them were sub-centimeter period. Next line. at colonoscopy. Next line. Boston Bell prep score was 5, comma 1-2-2 grade is a poor prep. Next line. Sorry, go back to the Boston Bell prep score line and note lavage and suctioning was attempted. However, there was still underlying fibrous material noted on the right side of the colon. Next line, there was evidence of an approximately 8-millimeter sessile cecal polyp removed with cold stamp polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 12-millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10-millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10-millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 12-millimeter pedunculated thick stalked polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy from the rectum. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll follow biopsies of the upper endoscopy, comma, if any of the polyps return back as hypoplastic or adenomatous, will need repeat endoscopy in approximately 6 months for reevaluation. Please go back to the findings of the colonoscopy portion. Also note prior scar from the ascending colon polyp resection was noted, and there was no evidence of abnormality in this area. Photo documentation was obtained. Please go back to the plan. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, given the poor prep, comma, and the polyps noted, and and given the number of polyps noted. Next line. Given FOBT positive stools, would recommend PILCAM for further evaluation. Next line, follows an office as previously scheduled.